It's late in the day on the 26th of May 2023. It's a Friday. You're looking at my parsley, and I know there's no need for language like Petrosilinum Neapolitanum. I think that is the Latin name for the flatleaf, Italian flatleaf parsley. E.K. Lippenmeyer here, northern suburbs of Perth, Western Australia. And the sun is setting. It's been, for Perth, a coolish day, and just speaking to my wife, 250 kilometres south and at a bit of altitude in the far southwest around Bardingup, and they're getting zeros and twos and so on, and Fens nearby, and Nanup got a minus two last night. So for Perth, for Western, southwest, for Western Australia, it's cold. there's my lemongrass, giving you a quick update on my little survival garden. I moved all of these 12 aloe pots from right over there on the south side, and remember that's our shaded side in the southern hemisphere if you're watching from the north. They're all along there getting shade, much needed shade in the summer, fierce summer heat, but I've slowly been moving them out over the weeks in lines to get more sun, and then about, well, was it three weeks maybe ago at the most, I suppose, I moved the whole 12 of them here, and they're thriving, and they're still getting sun every afternoon and midday, probably quite a bit before midday. The sun's coming through that area there, and so they're doing better for it. They even, some of them did get a little bit of sunburn, which surprised me a bit, but maybe they had been in more deep shade than most of the others. My lemongrass is thriving. Now this is my next batch of potatoes to be planted. I've been buying from our local IGA supermarket 4 kilograms, I think it is, yes, of royal blue potatoes, and because they're seconds, there's a lot of little ones in them and a few big ones. Well, I bake the big ones, and I've been saving the smaller ones, which are rapidly sprouting, for planting into tubs right up the back, and I'll take you up there now. So hopefully in the coming week I'll have them planted. I'll take you up the back. By the way, here are my little aloe pup tubs full of Euphorbia peplis, which I encourage. It's the radium weed, petty spurge, for the low-grade skin cancers, the lower ones, not medical advice, and chickweed. And you've got to be careful if the two are growing together. Be very vigilant as to which is the chickweed and which is the peplus euphorbia, the petty spurge, because you must not eat petty spurge. And they're mighty similar in some ways, but I've become quite adept at telling them apart. My turmeric is well and truly dying off, which is what it should do here in the Perth and environs, and would have done so more quickly further south because it's a subtropical plant. But here it is, late May, and by the beginning of July they'll all be dead. That's, or mid-July at the latest, they'll all be dead, not the rhizomes underneath. And here are our glorious winter weeds. I just so love our winter weeds here in summer. We call this winter grass. Is it South African veldt grass? I'm not sure. I have got to get someone to identify what this is for me. It could be an amazing superfood or important plant. I keep pulling it out because it smothers everything. I just don't know. I don't know what it is. If you do, please let me know in the comments. I'm tickled pink to see the occasional nettle come up. I'll have to put a stake there because I want them to set seed. I've got a little nettle plant there that I have a stake against, and I'll come spring when they set their seed. One I hadn't noticed, a lovely nettle plant there. I'll walk around just shaking the seeds and see if I can save some too. I must put some into a container and save them. Let me just now take you around the back. This is my bird feeder area, and where I had a lot of aloes, and that line of six or so parsley plants there were here, covered in bird poo. And so I've moved them so that they're going to get rot. The bird poo will be washed off in the rain, and I'll be able to start harvesting that. Now, my second area of gardening, well, these are all self-sown parsleys, and I'm going to use a lot more parsley this winter if I'm still here. I hope. I don't mean leaving the mortal coil, although that's always possible. I mean if I'm still in the city of Perth for this season. Oh, sorry, darling. I'm frightening a couple of doves up there who are roosting up there. Sorry about that, beauties. So I'm encouraging a couple of nettles. There's a nettle. Glad to see you there. A nettle there. Might have been a second one here, actually. I'll have to clear a spot around that in case there was. I'm sure I might have seen two nettles. Maybe not. At least one. So I'll encourage you to grow. Now, these are all planted to potatoes, these little pots here. And I'll be hilling. I've just picked this parsley a while ago. I'll do it now. I'll put this into that bucket of water. You wouldn't have seen it necessarily. And I'll soak them because I haven't washed them and there could be occasional bird poo or grub on it. And I'll be putting this into my soup for probably use it over the next 3 nights into my nightly soup. So I'll give that a soak and a rinse. And I know when you soak anything, like any greenery, you do lose some nutrition from it too, because that's the nature of water and the safe chemical solvent that water is. So I will lose some nutrition into the water. So here are my next set of potatoes. I'd like to have seen them pop through by now, but I won't panic yet. Haven't been in for very long. My new garlics are coming up with plenty of weeds. Most happy about that. And these potatoes, could they have been in for pushing 4 weeks, three at least, doing beautifully. I hilled them the other day. These are two little nursery beds of garlic, with tiny little garlic pieces, just those two, and I may transplant them. These are all a bit too tightly spaced, but I didn't have enough pots, and I don't have enough pots really, as many pots as I've got, to give them extra space, so I'll just have smaller garlic plants. But I'm really pleased how well they're doing. And have they been in for 5 weeks, maybe six? I don't know. They might have been in for six. Now, this new row here of pots, I've moved from over here. You can see the sand exposed there. That's where they were sitting, and I'll be bringing more over. I plan to plant potatoes in them because of it's a survival garden after all, and it is, what's the word I'm looking for? It's good survival food, potatoes, and I'm sticking with the Royal Blue variety because it's the variety my wife and I have fallen in love with out of the very, very few varieties we have available commercially in Western Australia. So what have I got? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 pots there waiting for me to dig out and plant the potatoes low, then do one or two hillings, which is just filling them up. That's how I do it in tubs. And I've got, I'll leave those two pots there to help keep the sand from falling any further down. And I'll move these, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I'll move at least another 10 more, but probably more, there's a few more in there. Over, I'll finish that row and start another row. And they will get a bit more winter sun than they would have if I attempted to plant them there. They won't get a lot more, especially this row that I put in beside them won't get a lot more, but they will get some more because there's quite a shadow is being cast by the carob trees there and this sickly hedge of bamboo, only sickly because my reticulation gave up and they desperately need water in this sandy coastal plain soil, hungriest, driest sand in the world on the Perth coastal plain. So there's a little update on my survival garden and my little scattered mishmash of self-sown parsley pots and so on. I'll have to tidy that up, move them closer together. They're managing look at how close these are to the shade from this healthier bamboo because I've got more water on it. But they're doing okay. They do better in full sun, but they're doing okay. So I'll probably cluster them all up together to give me more room for potatoes. Thank you for your interest. I do hope you're managing, if you've got a little bit of ground wherever you are in the world, to be growing some food. Even, they say, if it's just one little container of sprouts, do something if you can, and if you can do more, because there's 50 reasons, there's many reasons why. Number one, we might be depending on some of it for our very survival, the way the world is going, and there's the delight of getting our hands into soil and interacting with plants, eating food from the garden as we go. I do love eating parsley straight from the garden. There's no bugs on that. Nor any bird poo that I noticed. And so you can start to get the psychological benefits of just being among your little patch of nature. So thank you for your interest, and all the best in your growing efforts wherever you may be.